From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. 19th District Congressional candidate Democrat Antonio Delgado officially opened his new campaign headquarters in the city of Hudson August 28th. The office is located at 717 Columbia Street in the space that used to be Billy's Italian Market. Retired physician and Hudson resident Catherine Clark attended the opening and for the first time heard Delgado speak. Clark told Moody, and I quote, "He is charismatic and has a good energy. He could be a good leader," end quote. Columbia County has nearly 15,000 active Democrats registered to vote and approximately 12,000 active Republicans, according to the State Board of Elections. Greene County reports more than 7,200 active Democrats registered and nearly 12,000 active Republican voters. Delgado said at the opening, and I quote, "I feel it every day. I'm out there every day, and I can't tell you how committed right now people are to change, to making a bold statement. We have an opportunity to make real, concrete change. We have the opportunity to put someone in Congress who really cares, who is here to do the work, who is actually here to reflect the will of the people," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon faced off August 29th over corruption, tax disclosures, and various progressive issues during the pair's only debate in the lead-up to the Democratic gubernatorial primary. The hour-long contest of words was held at Hofstra University on Long Island and was moderated by CBS New York's Maurice Du Bois and Marcia Kramer. The debate often devolved into personal attacks, allegations of lying, and canned one-liners, according to Lombardo. Both candidates expressed support for a liberal wish list that included legalized marijuana, single-payer health care, and campaign finance reform. Nixon challenged the governor's record in office and touted her experience as an activist on education funding, LGBTQ issues, and women's rights. Cuomo said the stakes of the job require a qualified candidate. He said, and I quote, "The governor of New York is not a job about politics. It is not about advocacy. It is about doing," end quote. Cuomo accused Nixon of not releasing enough of her taxes. She has released 5 years, while Nixon noted that Cuomo did not release his 2009 taxes until weeks after winning his first term in office in 2010. After the debate, gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro said the candidates appeared to be running for mayor of New York City against President Donald Trump. Independent gubernatorial candidate Stephanie Miner bemoaned the lack of questions about upstate job creation or the governor's economic development policies. The Democrat primary will take place Thursday, September 13th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. The Daily Freeman and the Associated Press are reporting the U.S. International Trade Commission August 29 blocked tariffs imposed by the Trump administration on import newsprint. The commission found that American producers were not harmed by imports from Canadian paper mills. The newspaper industry had complained that the rising cost of newsprint made it harder to operate. The commission heard testimony in July that the tariffs were actually harming the paper industry they were supposed to protect. The higher prices had caused publishers to reduce the number of pages in their papers and also led newspapers to cut staffing and the number of local events they covered. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, celebrated the decision in a tweet. And I quote, "ITC made exactly the right decision to completely eliminate them. I will remain vigilant to make sure they never return," end quote. U.S. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, also hailed the decision, and I quote, "People across upstate New York depend on local newspapers to know what's going on in their communities. These tariffs threaten to cause irreversible damage to the local newspapers, which already operate under thin margins. This is a good day for the people of upstate New York and the hardworking employees of local newspapers," end quote. The Commerce Department imposed the tariffs in response to a complaint from a paper producer in Washington State. The company can appeal the commission's ruling. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the U.S. Senate has approved $45 million for the Air Force and National Guard to reimburse local communities throughout the country, including the city of Newburgh, for the cleanup of PFOS and PFOA contamination due to Air Force and National Guard-related activities. The New York Air National Guard base at Stewart Airport has been identified as the source of the contamination of Washington Lake and nearby streams. The lake formerly served as Newburgh's water supply. Newburgh Mayor Terrence Harvey said news of the federal funding for a cleanup is welcomed. New York continues to get its drinking water from the New York City Catskill Aqueduct. City officials recently said they want to abandon Washington Lake completely as a water source and stay connected to the aqueduct. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.